City. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
It does feel good because it's Friday, baby. Yeah. Woo. And we don't have Rob Palmer. He's off gadding about the countryside doing some stuff. So in his chair this morning is funny man Lewis Garnham. Hello.
Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
It's so great to have you here. And you know what? Last time I saw you, your beard was about half the size as what it is now. What is going on with that beard? Are you trying to become a bush ranger?
Honestly, it comes down to laziness and lack of effort above all else. That's all it comes down to.
Well, Andy, it's a fine bushy beard, friend. We got lots going Thank on in you. The show today. I don't know whether you know, but Donald Trump tends to join us once a week. He calls the show.
You know, one time when I was first on here with you a long time ago, Donald Trump did join the show. And
right.
I really enjoyed it.
Well,
I enjoyed chatting to him.
He was exceptionally amusing yesterday. So please stay with us, Lewis, because Great. That's coming up very soon.
Can't wait.
Let's get Friday going, though, right now with a little bit of Katy Perry. It's music that makes you feel good. 2GO.
107.7. 2GO.
Lewis Garnham sitting in for Rob while he's away. And 23 is what we're going to get today. It's already 13 in Edelong. And I was talking to my 19-year-old son yesterday, Louis, about Donald Trump, because he likes to follow him on Twitter just for the laugh.
Yeah, I know a few people who do that. I think it's fairly good comedic value. Also, as a comedian, because I do stand-up comedy, yeah, there's lots of comedians who follow him just for the content.
Yeah, but
the hard thing with Trump is, like, with other politicians, they say something and then you make a joke out of it because Trump's already saying the joke.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you do comedy about something that's already
a
ridiculous?
Joke. Well, this is it, hey? Well, he joins us next, so we can ask him ourselves, maybe. Donald Trump, leader of the free world on 2GO after Dire Straits. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 2GO. Happy Friday.
107.7 2GO.
Good morning, President Trump.
Good morning, Mandy and Rob Palmtree. Did you know today is a great day?
Why is that, sir?
Well, any other American president would have been impeached 86 scandals ago. But yet, here I am, stronger than ever. Let's do this interview.
We saw that your youngest daughter, Tiffany, turned 26 over the weekend. Did you celebrate her birthday with the family, sir?
Well, first of all, I don't appreciate the sarcasm in your voice, Mandy, when you asked me that. And not that it's any of your business, but yes, we threw Teresa...
That's Tiffany, sir.
Whatever, Tiffany, a really nice surprise party. What we did was we found out when she was coming home, and we all hid. And that was it. She never found us. As a matter of fact, we're still hiding from her. Her birthdays are so much fun. They really are. No, look, family is very important to me, no matter how irrelevant those people are. And while Ivanka is the apple of my eye, Tiffany is the onion of my digestive system. She really is.
The fourth Democratic presidential debate was held last night live from the state of Ohio. Did you watch it, and how did you think it went?
Did I watch? In the words of everybody who has a television in the U.S., no. No, I'm kidding. I did watch.
What did you think of the two frontrunner old guys, sir? Old because they're both in their late 70s. Senator Bernie Sanders, who just had a heart attack less than 2 weeks ago, and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Well, I will tell you, Mandy, crazy Bernie did very good. And by very good, I mean he made it through the entire thing without flatlining. And neither one of sleepy Joe Biden's eyes popped out of his head, so unless it was during a commercial, that was all right. And I think he actually walked onto the stage and was overheard saying, "Why did I walk into this room again?"
Mr. President, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, did an interview where he took a shot at your son, Don Jr., calling him Prince Humperdink. Any comments?
Now look, if anyone thinks they can insult the Trumps, they're dead wrong. Dead wrong. I'm the only one that can call my kids names. And my weaselly greaseball of a son, Donnie, knows it. Seriously, I love Donnie completely conditionally. Don't get me wrong. Believe me. The bottom line is, I dislike the Bidens about as much as I dislike getting my hair wet, eating a rare steak, and fidelity. I really do.
President Trump, your personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is under investigation by the feds over his work in the Ukraine. Should Rudy be concerned?
Not at all. I call him Rudy No Kaludi. Look, this is so ridiculous, guys. The feds can't prove a thing. And frankly, I don't see how it could be true. Rudy hasn't said one coherent thing on television or in person the entire time I've been president. So best of luck to any of the feds on this one, because they're going to need it. Look, Rudy's a brilliant attorney, and from time to time, I'm not exactly sure if he remembers whether he's defending or prosecuting me, but I will tell you, whichever side of me he's on, he's doing a fantastic job. Believe me.
Thank you for calling President Trump.
Stay huge, 2GO.
107.7, 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Yeah, Lewis Garnham sitting in for Rob today. Happy Friday. You feeling good, Louis?
I'm feeling great. I feel really excited, happy to be here. Even waking up at 4:30 a.m. didn't bring my spirits down.
And what do you make of Oztober? It's Oz music all month we're celebrating. Give us some of your favourite Aussie bands.
Favourite Aussie? Paul Kelly's greatest musician of all time, I reckon.
Wow, it's a huge call.
Also, can I say, you know how in the acting world we sort of claim Russell Crowe as ours even though he's from New Zealand?
Yep, yep.
In the same way, I want to claim Crowded House.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah. I think that's for sure.
They count as Aussie.
Well, let's play some Aussie music right now. This is Aussie Crawl for 2GO's Oztober as we celebrate Aussie music's greatest hits. See if you can make up some of your own words to this one. Beautiful People by Aussie Crawl on 107.7 2GO. Next, a remarkable story of survival.
107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Sitting in for Rob today is funny man Lewis Garnham, 23, our top today at East Gosford right now. It's 13. And Louis, it's time for us to do some local news.
It's Mandy and Rob Palmer's Central Coast Local News Update, 107.7, 2GO.
All right, let's kick it off with a little bit of sport, Louis. We've got the Central Coast Mariners with the F3 Derby happening tomorrow here on the Central Coast, Newcastle Jets. I am really pumped about this game. I want the Mariners to really bring this one home.
Yeah, come on the Mariners.
Come on the Mariners.
Kick some goals.
Kick some goals for us, boys. Also in cricket, Central Coast cricket, round 5 tomorrow starts. It's the T20 doubleheaders. Warner Vale up against Wyong at Woongarra Oval. Terrigal take on Kincumber. Southern Spirit play Lizaro and then Northern Power and Narara. So some big games of T20 cricket happening across the coast tomorrow as well.
That's exciting. I, as you know, Mandy, I've got a dog.
Yep.
Who I love dearly, and she's a very smart dog. So this doesn't really apply to her. But some
you sound like a proud dad.
I don't have her microchipped, but if you've got a pet and they're not as smart as my dog, which most of them probably aren't,
yep,
I would suggest getting them microchipped. Central Coast residents are being encouraged to get their pets microchipped this weekend in an effort to break the cycle of lost and homeless animals. And Petstock in Tuggerah is going to be part of a nationwide blitz.
Oh, good.
And microchipping's just only going to cost $10.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I might even do it, to be honest.
Do you know what? It's worth doing. Even though you've got a smart dog, stuff happens to smart dogs.
That's
so
true.
You need
that's
to
true.
Do that, I think, Louis.
That's true. All right, I'll do it.
The last little bit of local news, just to put shivers down your spine, especially if you're heading out for an early surf this morning, is that there was a shark sighting at Shelley Beach yesterday. Around 4 p.m, the council tweeted it. We're not sure whether Shelley's still closed. We'll keep you updated, but it did force the closure of Shelley Beach yesterday. So
that's scary.
It is a little bit scary. I've just heard a new name for sharks, which I love and I've adopted, which is danger dolphins. You're welcome.
107.7 2GO.
23 is the weather we're going to get today. Right now in Pearl Beach, 13. Looking good for the weekend. Lewis, you know us Aussies, we love camping, we love travelling.
Travel all over the countryside, us the Leylands.
You're too young for the Leyland brothers.
Yeah, well, you just explained it to me and it sounds classic.
It is all-time classic. Mike and Mal Leyland, and they, I think they ended up having a pretty big blue in the end, but that's because they spent so long in a camper van together, I think.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But there's a great camping story that came out of South Australia. Now, you and I both originally from South Australia.
Yep.
So we can understand how easy it is to get lost in the South Australian bush.
Definitely.
Now, this woman, Deborah Pilgrim, her name's Pilgrim, which is funny. Deborah Pilgrim, 55 years old, went missing for 3 days in the Australian bush, which is a long time to go missing in Australian bush. She got separated from her camping group in South Australia, and she just kind of wandered onto an empty property and just scratched in the dirt in giant letters, SOS.
Whoa.
Which I think is fantastic because, you know, it's the stuff of movies, really.
Totally. But then what?
So the best thing, the best thing about this was that no one was on this empty property. The owner of the property, who was 70K away, was just checking in on his security cameras and saw the giant SOS on the security camera and went, oh.
That's weird. I don't remember putting that there.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I might call the cops and see what they have to say. So Whoa. Isn't that incredible? So she got saved.
That's genius. I really rate that story. I'm going to remember that because there's a lot of properties out there and I think a lot of them do have cameras on them. I go camping a fair bit and I could see that happening to me. I've had bad luck camping.
Have you?
I don't know about you. Yeah. One time, I remember as a little kid, Dad was driving our four-wheel drive in the Flinders Ranges along a dirt track, and he'd stupidly put too much air in the tyres, so they were just pumped up to the max.
Because I think when you're four-wheel driving, you have to like empty them
exactly.
a little. Yeah, righto.
He didn't have a clue what he was doing. He was like, yeah, I'll pump them up heaps. That'll be good.
That'll save us.
Yeah. Anyway, we hit a rock on the track, and one of the tires exploded, and at the same moment, the other tire got a hole in it.
Oh, right.
So we had one spare. We had to put that on and drive back into town while the other tire was
deflating.
Letting out air. And it was just sort of like a race against time. It was intense. if we'd gotten lost then, there's no way I would have had the sense to scratch the SOS into the ground with a security camera. It's so smart.
It is.
I don't know. I think of all these like Bear Grylls, you know, he's always saying, you know, you're stranded in the wild, drink your own urine. He never tells you to wander onto a property, look for a security camera and write a rescue sign in the ground, which is probably more
sensible. Thanks, Bear. Yeah.
107.7
2GO. 13 in Narara right now. It's 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Lewis Garnham sitting in for Rob while he's away today. And the roads are looking good too, which is a Friday. So I don't want to put the mockers on them. Touch wood. It all stays the same for your Friday.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hey, it's lovely to be here. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, we're loving having you here.
I don't know if you caught. I saw a really funny. Well, not funny. It's a serious story, but I found it funny. A story come out of the Netherlands.
Oh,
yesterday.
Did you say the Netherlands? Just thought maybe some Dutch music might be the ticket for a Friday morning. What did you think?
That's really great music. That's perfect. I
grew up with this music. I'm half Dutch. My dad's Dutch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think Oztober's going to be great and everything, but I reckon November, it should be Dutch month.
Dutch month on 2GO. We can play this all the time.
It'd be great.
I grew up with that music, man. That haunts me, that stuff.
Really? Wow. I don't know if you saw this story, but you might find it interesting. There was a family, right, on a farm in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And it's one of those. It's a strange story where the family have spent, I think, 9 years on this farm without leaving, and
they were trapped, weren't they?
They were trapped.
I heard about this. This was really distressing.
Really distressing. So one of the members of the family, it was sort of like a culty thing. He thought that the world was ending, and so he trapped them all there and said, "This is all for your own safety."
Yeah.
What happened over the last couple of days, though, is that one of the young men, broke out of the farm.
Right.
He's broken out and he's run away. And the first thing he's done, and this is what it says in the article, he's he's headed straight to the pub.
I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
He thought, I better raise the alarm, but first I need a beer. I've been in here for 9 years. I need a beer. And apparently he went to the pub. He ordered 5 beers, drunk them all.
No.
He had 5 beers. And then he casually said to the bartender, anyway, mate, if you could rescue my family from the farm or call the police or something, that'd be great.
Oh, my God.
And the bartender said, yeah, no worries. Maybe finish your beer.
That is
just
remarkable.
Super casual.
Just cash. Yeah. Just walks into the beer. Walked into the bar.
He loves his family, but he's 9 years he's been thinking, God, I'd love a frothy. I'd love a, I'd love a cold.
I wonder if he got a handful of nuts with it, you know, or what? Maybe some croquettes. I mean, he's in Holland. Maybe he had a little side of croquettes to wash, you know, wash.
Imagine if he got to the pub and he'd been thinking about his favourite beer and he ordered it and the bartender said, "Sorry, mate, we've just finished that keg.
I'll just have to go and tap the lines.
Mate, I've been waiting for 9 years. Hurry up.
Are we sure that this guy's not an Australian? Because that sounds like a very Australian thing to do.
I've got friends who, if they were kidnapped, if they broke out, they'd be like, "I don't care. I don't need to tell the police. I just need a beer.
I need a beer." I just hope those poor people didn't have to listen to this for 9 years, because that's torture, my friends.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Happy Friday, Central Coast. Rob Palmer's away today. So Lewis Garnham, comedian and friend of the show, joins us. Louis, I've just noticed what you're eating for breakfast. Now, when you do this job, you don't have a lot of time to eat. So we sort of just shove mouthfuls in, you know, when the news is on and things like that.
Well, funny just then because we both timed it at the same time.
We did.
Both decided, all right, it's time for a mouthful.
I know, but I'm eating muesli and fruit, which seems classic. Like a reasonable, classic breakfast fare. Yep. You're eating a Moroccan curry with chickpeas and chicken, and I'm just like, what are you actually doing there, friend?
It's full on. I go to this place in Melbourne, and they fill up your Tupperwares for you.
Oh, yeah.
So it cost me $10. I got this massive Tupperware
container. You take your
container.
Own Tupperware in. That's
you take
good.
It in. You just say, give me your best stuff. They just say, do you have any allergies? You say, no way. And they just fill it up for you. $10.
Your hipster status has just gone up a notch because you're eating Moroccan chicken for breakfast. Next, what you can do to help men's health on 107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Rob's away today, so Lewis Garner, my mate, is in the chair, which is fantastic. And if you've never seen a photo of Louis, I'll look him up on the internet because he's a great comedian for a start.
Thanks.
But also, you've got a great bushy moustache and beard. And for a young chap, it's very impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. It is
strong. So you have a history of hirsute men in your family?
Yeah, my dad is... It's ridiculous. If you look at my dad, it's like, oh, right, that's where the hair comes from. Like, if you think I'm hairy, you saw my dad, you'd have a heart attack. Like,
really? Because you are sort of on the pathway to Chewbacca.
No.
And I only say that because your chest hair kind of connects with your facial hair. Like, there's no stopping.
So from my upper lip to my toes, there's a continuous line of hair.
Like I said.
There's no break.
Chewbacca. So I'm interested to know whether you would be someone who would take part in Movember and perhaps shave the remaining beard around the mo and then just start with your full mo.
I think it'd be sensible. I think it's a great cause, and I think I've got
the hair
there already. I may as well do it.
I think you could be someone that just takes Movember, you know, by the horns and just rolls with it, and then maybe even ends up in one of those like giant moustache competitions.
I don't think I could do that.
You could definitely do that.
I don't think it's. I think you're giving it too much credit. I think it's a decent amount of hair, but it's not competition worthy.
Well, I don't know, mate. My dad.
He once shaved so that he just had a moustache, and God, it was...
Porn star?
Yeah, it was total... I didn't know if it was okay to say that on air or not, but
70s porn star?
It was 70s porn star.
It was a little
That's
bit...
exactly what it looked
this
like.
Is what...
Made me feel ill just having a conversation with him.
Do you know what? My dad looked like a porn star in the 70s. There's a photo of my dad wearing purple pants, a purple silk shirt. I'm not even joking. Mop of black hair and a big handlebar black... moustache. It's like, Dad, stop
best.
It. Anyway, if you want to look like a 70s star, you can join the movement, the Movember movement. We're encouraging you to grow a mo, to save a bro and change the face of men's health. Movember.com is where you can do it. That's where you can support other people that are growing mos as well. So maybe you've got a friend or a family member doing it. And of course, Louis, it goes towards helping all those health projects, you know, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, men's health, mental health, and suicide prevention, which is really
obviously
important.
A great cause, and added bonus, you get to look like a 70s porn star for a month.
Oh, yeah.
107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Lewis Garnham with us instead of Rob today, who's off doing some stuff for his work with diabetes, type 1 diabetes. It's going to be 23 today, beautiful day across the Central Coast. 28 tomorrow, perfect for your Saturday. 13 at the moment in Canton Beach.
Paris Zoo has come out with some pretty exciting news over the last few days. They've got a new exhibit that they're opening weekend.
Is it pandas? Because pandas are always really massive at zoos.
It's not pandas. It's not anything like that. It's not Komodo dragons. It's not leopards. It's not anything like that. What they've got, I think this is really strange. They've got a sort of mysterious organism, right? Like a piece of bacteria, which they've discovered. It's like it's a yellowish, small, living being, and it looks like fungus, like this sort of mold.
That'll bring in the crowds.
Well, it will, because it acts like an animal. It doesn't act like fungus. It acts like an animal. They're calling it, this is what they've decided to call it, the official name, they're calling it the Blob.
Oh. It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it. How can it be stopped? Before long, the nation and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
Yeah, there's big problems in Paris at the moment. The Blob is about to take over the city.
I'm just thinking about this gooey mess that's like all over the Eiffel Tower.
That's what I was thinking, pulling it down.
Yeah.
This is so the reason this is interesting. I know it sounds like I'm taking up people's time by talking about a piece of bacteria, but
it kind of sounds like you may have just stumbled across an old National Geographic in a doctor's surgery.
Oh, this will be good on radio. No, the reason it's interesting is because this blob, so it moves around, right? It can move around. It can digest things. It doesn't have a mouth, but if you put food in front of it, it will move towards the food and digest it.
Wow.
The really crazy thing is the scientists have tested, it has intelligence. So if you put it in a maze, it will slowly figure out how to get through the maze in order to get to the food at the other end.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you put an obstacle in front of it, if you put something in front of it, it won't be able to get through it first, but it will slowly figure out a way. And here's the craziest thing. If you get another blob, the same type of blob, and fuse them together, it transfers its knowledge onto the other one. So the other blob will then know straight away how to get past any obstacle that the other one's learnt to get past.
Question, is it an alien? Because it's sounding a lot like an alien right now. It's like a blob that moves, that eats things, that works out how to do, like it's smart and it's
like
what?
I saw this story on the news and it was a very casual sort of story. Yeah. They were like, yeah, so there's this blob. And I was sitting there watching like, this is the end of the world. This is War of the Worlds.
God.
Yeah. I think it's incredible. Another thing I was thinking when I was watching it, it's made me realize I could have made myself a lot of money, I reckon, in my high school days. Like there's probably a lot of parents that, you know, have kids in school listening. I'd get to term four and I'd find, you know, a banana in my locker that's been there since term one. And I reckon the life form on that organism was more intelligent than anything they've got in Paris.
Absolutely.
It was advanced.
Absolutely.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Oh, it does feel good. It's Friday and we're almost at the weekend. And funny man, friend of the show, Lewis Garnham, is sitting in for Rob Palmer today. Hey, Louie.
Hey, it's nice to join you on a Friday.
I call you Lewis and Louie. Is that okay? Do you get both?
I get both. I think people start calling me Louie once they get to know me a bit. So that's nice.
Like a nickname.
That means we've become mates.
Well, did you hear about the tradie that won the Oz Lotto? A few days ago, the Oz Lotto was won and they did that thing where we don't know who's won it. They don't know who's won it. Their name isn't registered at the newsagent.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't been revealed. He wants to stay anonymous, but a tradie has won $50 million.
God.
It came out yesterday. He didn't believe that.
Stoked.
Yeah, wouldn't you? He didn't believe the numbers, so he sent a photo to his daughter and got her to check them. And when she checked them, she went, "Yep, Dad, you just won $50 million." Now he's come out and said that he's going to help out his family and friends, but the first thing he's going to do is buy a property by the beach and just spend his entire life fishing. And I just go, you got $50 million and you're just going to sit on a beach and fish. Is that the best you can do? Like,
come
really?
Come on, mate. You could go to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, you could build your own submarine. You could go and visit the blob in Paris.
You could invent a new type of fish. You could sort of genetically morph it with all the money
you've got.
You could
do whatever you want. You could go to space, whatever you want. No, I'm just going to go fishing, guys. Speaking of water, you have a story about a waterfall that you're going to tell us next. Okay, that's coming up next on 107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
Music to make you feel good on a Friday. It's 107.7 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Lewis Garnham, friend of the show, joining me today while Rob's away. 23 is where we're going weather-wise right now in Tumbiumby, 13 degrees. We're going to get to 28 tomorrow. The weekend looking fine, Lewis.
I went camping last weekend, Mandy.
Yeah.
We were talking about camping earlier on in the show. I went to the Otway National Park in Victoria, which is a really beautiful spot.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we did when we were down there, we went off looking for waterfalls.
Oh.
We were chasing them.
We were hunting them down. Did you sing this song?
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't, but we should have. I'm regretting it now. I think I'll have to go back next weekend just to sing that song while I look for the waterfalls. Yeah. How's this, though? I thought this was just so ridiculous. So we went to this waterfall called Stevenson's Falls in Victoria.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's really nice. It's like sort of like a rainforest kind of feel, very lush, and there's this big waterfall. On the side of the waterfall, there's like a blank rock face, like a big smooth rock face. Mm. And when we got there, this makes me so frustrated and annoyed at humans, but someone's graffitied on the rock, right?
I hate that.
It's just so stupid. Like, graffiti in the city is one thing, but you're in nature. Why do you have to? But the thing that I find most confusing about it is, It's sort of someone trying to be, you know, a bit like hippie about it. And what they've written on the side of the waterfall, next to the waterfall, they've written peace, love, unity. And it's just like, it's like, sure, what, like, that's a great message, but like, we're already at a waterfall, you know?
Yeah.
We're already feeling good about love and the waterfall does that on its own. No one goes to a waterfall and they're like, God, I love wars. Like, that's not
exactly.
We don't need your graffiti. Put it on a building in the city.
Yeah.
You know, that's bad as well, but I don't really care. Whatever. It's on the city. Don't put it in. You know what
You're
I mean?
Absolutely it's, right. No one is not thinking about peace, love, and
exactly,
unity when they've walked into the bush and are one with nature.
It's the last time. We don't need those words at that time. We've already found them in the waterfall. Just really, really pissed me off.
Do you know what I like? I like smart graffiti. When it's humorous and smart, that's impressive. And usually on the back of toilet doors is where you see
exactly.
that at the pub or the club.
Yep.
There was one I read not so long ago. It said, "Shoplifters of the world unite and take over." Which I thought was kind of interesting.
I reckon I want to, this actually someone will steal this idea now, but I've thought this for a while. I want a coffee table book.
Yep.
I want to create one full of photos of the best toilet graffiti.
Graffiti, yes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great, yeah. And it shouldn't just be Shazza loves Dazza.
No, that's boring.
107.7 TGO.
Don't forget Oztober Lunch with Gleeso. Dave Gleeson joins you every day at midday throughout October. Today he's talking to Ray Thistlethwaite from Thirsty Merc. That is a mouthful, Thistlethwaite.
If you've got a last name like that, and then you call your band a word that begins with
TH.
That's bold.
It is bold. 107.7 2GO. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. That's not Rob Palmer. That is Lewis Garnham, who joins us today in Rob's spot. 23 our top today, 28 tomorrow. Right now, 13 in Wyonga. Just quickly, I always wanted Ray Thistlethwaite and Natalie Bathingthwaite to marry and hyphenate their names.
And then call their band Thirsty Merkinthwaite. The other day, I was talking to my friend. I was telling him, this is funny, Eric, and I was telling him that I got a pair of UGG boots for $4.
Where are you buying your UGG boots for $4? Because that's not a quality pair of UGG boots.
Well, they're such a big corporation that I don't even think I need to give them a plug on here. So
a big department.
I think everyone knows who I'm talking about.
But does it rhyme with Schmay Schmart?
It does. Okay. It does indeed. So I went to Schmay Schmart and I got these $4 UGG boots, which is incredible.
That's
like, that's
ridiculous.
Full on. It's a bit too cheap. I was a bit like, whoa.
Did you sort of stand at the checkout and go, are you sure? Do you want me to give you a fiver?
Yeah,
like, would you like 10? I'm prepared to pay 10.
I got home. I was telling my friend that I got these $4 pair of UGG boots, and he said, just straight off the bat, we were having a conversation, and his first response was to say, you couldn't buy the materials, which I reckon is a great line. And I started laughing. I was like, that's so well said. That's very, very eloquent, very well put. I was like, wow, did you just come up with that off the top of your head? And he was like, yeah, just a funny thing. I retold the story to another friend like a couple days later. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I was telling Dave, and he said, you couldn't buy the materials. And my other friend said, yeah, that's a line from The Castle.
Oh, yeah.
So I've caught my friend Dave in this weird lie where he's he's told me a line from The Castle and he's trying to pass it off as his own. Like he's some comedic genius. Mate, if you're going to steal a line from a film, don't make it the most classic Australian film of all time. You're going to get caught out.
Yeah.
I went back and asked him about it and he denied it. He said, no, I thought of it myself.
He just backed himself in.
It was an original thought.
Yeah.
When he said that, I was thinking about it. When he said that he thought of it himself, you know what I should have said to him?
What?
Tell him he's dreaming.
Yes. 107.7
2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Well, actually, Rob Palmer is away for this Friday, so Lewis Garnham, friend of the show, joins us.
Thanks for having me, Louis.
Yeah, happy to have you.
I missed that that little jingle. Feels good, Central Coast 2GO.
Look at you guys.
Feels good to hear that again. Say that much.
It feels good to be at Friday. That's for sure.
Are you wearing a tutu because it's Friday?
Is that the reason you're wearing?
If anyone is actually interested, head to 2GO's Instagram page, and you'll see Mandy wearing a bright red tutu.
Look, a friend said to me, am I able to pick up your tutu? I want to borrow it for a party I'm going to. And I said, yeah, no worries. So I brought it into work because she's coming over to work to pick it up. And then I thought, you know what? You can't have this sitting in a bag at the back room. I've got to put this baby on.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, my older sister dressed me up as a girl in a tutu and called me Lulu. So I am having
some flashbacks
to that, and it's making me feel very
uncomfortable. Triggered.
yeah.
Stick around. We're talking rock at the races next on 107.7 2GO.
107.7
2GO. It's music that makes you feel good. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Rob's away today, so Lewis Garnham in the chair. 23 our top today. It's going to be a beautiful day. 28 tomorrow. 13 at the moment in Greenpoint.
28 tomorrow.
I know. It's going to be a spectacular summer's day.
So nice.
Well, spring day, but it's feeling like summer.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the weather will be perfect for next weekend, Lewis, because we've got Rock at the Races at the Entertainment Grounds here on the Central Coast.
Oh, nice.
Now, let me just tell you the lineup here. Daryl Braithwaite. So, I mean,
that
already
is fitting.
Already in.
Yeah.
Then you've got Ross Wilson, who's a hoot.
Yep.
Pseudo Echo, Wendy Matthews, Dragon, Mysex. I mean, the list goes on. And speaking of she's amazing. Speaking of Pseudo Echo, Rob and I had the opportunity to chat to Brian Canham from Pseudo Echo the other day. This is what he had to say. Oh, Rock at the Races is going to be amazing. Saturday the 26th of October at the Entertainment Grounds, and this chap's going to be there for Pseudo Echo. It's Brian Canham. Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you going?
Really well, thank you. What do we find you doing this morning?
Just waking up.
Do you still live the rock star life? Lifestyle, Brian.
Oh, you bet.
Oh, good to hear.
I like it. I've got a special connection to one of your songs in particular, the Funky Town number. I did a dance on Dancing with the Stars to that once. It was a cha-cha. But, mate, I loved it. When you were recording that, because it really just exploded, when do you realise you've got this hit that is going to just take the world over?
Well, you know, it was a song that I grew up with as a kid. I'd heard it a couple of years before we released it, and it was such a simple, nice song, and I thought, you know, I could take this song and completely rework it and give it a pseudo-echo treatment, to which I did, and we started playing it in the set. And when we played it in the set, we got such a overwhelming reaction with it that we had no option but to release it. And strangely enough, it was Lee Simon who was the one who said, you have to release that song.
Right.
It's going to be huge. Please release it. So we did.
Cover songs don't always hit the mark, but that one is really your own, you know?
We definitely just took a hold of it. And I didn't really go back and scrutinise the original track when I was reworking it. I just went for my own thing with it.
Now, Rob may not know that you used to be a cabinet maker back in the day.
Oh, yes.
Back in the day. Now, Rob Palmer, you might remember him from Better Homes and Gardens. He's a chippy. do you get back into any cabinetry? Do you do any woodwork?
I do. Yeah, I do. I just managed to put up my latest man cave, and I'm decking that all out with all the gear to do that with. I live in a sort of a log cabin in the forest, so I'm constantly adding bits and fixing things. It's quite eccentric, so I love to keep my hand in it.
What's in the man cave? Give us something fun that's in the man cave, Brian.
Well, there's a lot of motorcycles. A 70s dragster with the high-rise handlebars and the T-bar shifter.
Fantastic!
This is a massive man cave.
Yeah, yeah. There's some strange-looking shackles I've noticed.
Shackles? Are you shackling people in your forest and you're shackling people? This is sounding a little bit serial killer.
I love vintage machinery and, workshop tools and things like that. So I've always had a sort of a fetish for that sort of crazy stuff that my dad and granddad would have had in their workshops. So I've got these crazy chains and pulleys and all sorts of crazy things. You could hoist a V8 up with it.
Wow. I went to a woodworker's workshop the other day, and he had an old butcher's saw, and he used this very old 60s butcher's saw to saw his wood with. It was beautiful.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Totally.
Excellent. Well,
I've got a bit of shed envy.
Well, you might have come along to the shit party.
Don't tempt him with that.
I'm calling that an invitation, Brian. Thanks very much.
What's on the stereo at the shed party?
I haven't even got a stereo in there yet.
Right. Well, we've got to fix that.
The sound of machinery. Right. The sound of machinery is music to our ears.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah, right.
Sound of the Harley.
We cannot wait to meet you and see you live at Rock at the Races with a whole bunch of other rock royalty, which you are, of course. We've got Dragon and Mysex and Matt Finish and Wendy Matthews, who we chatted to the other day.
Yeah, I might even pull out something of a cha-cha at the right time.
You better.
Let's get you on stage with your leather pants on.
We can't go back there. I don't fit in them anymore.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us this morning. So great to chat to you.
No worries. Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Brian Cannon from Pseudo Echo, who, of course, will be at Rock at the Races. There are just a handful of tickets left. You'd be mad not to get onto ticketmaster.com.au and get yours from $99. And we'll see you at Rock at the Races next weekend.
107.7 2GO.
Rob's away today, so Lewis Garnham, friend of the show, is with us. 23 is where we're going weather-wise. We should get some sunshine. 28 tomorrow. Looking good for the weekend. 13 at the moment in Gorrican. And the good weather is perfect for things to get out and do this weekend.
Don't you love it when it gets to Friday and then the weather just like turns it on and it's like, all right, let's go do things.
Here comes the sun. Let's go do stuff. And there's plenty of stuff to be done around the Central Coast. Let's have a look at some of the things that you can get out and enjoy this weekend. The Garage Sale Trail. I love this. It's in its ninth year, Lewis.
That's so cool.
It's happening Saturday and Sunday. I love a garage sale. I'm mad for
them. Me too.
The kids used to hate it because every time we'd go anywhere, whether it be to sport or anything on a Saturday morning, I would detour to a garage sale. I couldn't tell you how many times we were late for soccer because mum was at a garage sale. But it's happening. There's so many. There's like over 300 registered stalls and sales across our region. So if you want to find out where your nearest garage sale is and maybe grab yourself a little collector's item.
That is a collector's item.
You need to go to garagesaletrail.com.au/Central Coast.
Oh, God, that'll be a great one to check out. This has got a bit of a collector's item-y feel to it as well. There's the Davistown Putt-Putt Regatta and Wooden Boat Festival.
Oh, yeah, this has been happening for a while too.
Yeah, so this is on Sunday, and I reckon this is really cool. It's a sort of a celebration of putt-putt boats, and there'll be lots of different boats on the water. People come from interstate to come to this particular event. So if you're a boat person of any kind, or even just a nostalgic person, because I like the old school putt-putt boat. They make me feel kind of nice inside when I see
They're wooden too, the wooden boats, and they're so beautiful to look at, but they make that special sound, that putt-putt sound.
It's nice, isn't it? So yeah, that's a really cool event to check out. And something different.
Good one for the kids. This is also a great one for the kids. Of course, the F3 Derby is happening tomorrow. The A-League Central Coast Mariners taking on the Newcastle Jets. Go, you good things. Gates open at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7:30. And the other thing that you can get involved with is a bit of fun, but it also does some good. On Saturday, so tomorrow, the Devil's Dash. Now, this is at the Raw Challenge precinct at Doyleson. We spoke, Lewis, to Keeper Jake from the Reptile Park a few days ago about this event. So he's got some information about it. But just have a listen in the background. Rob Palmer's holding a baby Tasmanian devil and you can hear him laughing in the background. This is what Keeper Jake had to say about it.
It's called Devil's Dash, where you can get together with all your friends, hit the obstacle course, and at the same time you can raise money for this beautiful species. So all the money raised will go straight towards Aussie Ark, which is working to save this species. Head to aussieark.org.au and you can get your tickets there and sign up.
Honestly, I think he weed on his neck.
I never knew that Tasmanian devils were so good at tickling. That's what it sounds
like.
Strong.
Really? Really strong. Like it scratched my neck and I had people going, what have you done to your neck? What have you done to... Oh, I was holding a Tasmanian devil baby. Anyway, Central Coast, plenty for you to do over the weekend. Get out and enjoy it.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Rob's away today, so Lewis Garnham, comedian and friend of the show, joins you. And Louis, there's been a bit of a scary one at Shelley Beach, which is a beautiful beach here on the coast. Yesterday afternoon around 4 p.m, there was a shark sighting. So everyone, the beach was shut, and everyone was told to get out of the water.
They should.
You know, that's really scary, actually. I'm not going to play that. That's really scary.
I reckon I like it. You know how they've got the shark sirens at beaches where there's lifeguards or whatever? I think they should change it to just the Jaws music.
Every time
they see one.
Oh, absolutely. That would do it every time.
It's universally recognised.
It certainly is. Next, we are talking garage sales. We just mentioned that the garage sale trail is happening this weekend on the Central Coast. We've got a couple of garage sale stories for you, Lewis. That's after In Excess. What a great song. Celebrating Oztober all month. It's 107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
Oh, my favourite In Excess song. What a great way to start your Friday. Music that makes you feel good on 107.7 2GO. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Rob's away today, so Lewis Garnham in the chair. Looking great for the weekend. Weather-wise, 28 tomorrow, 23 today. Right now, 13 in Kingcumber. And we were just mentioning how the Central Coast has got its garage sale trail on this weekend.
Yard sale! Yard sale! Guys, wake up, wake up! There's a yard sale outside!
Yard sale?
Oh, that is the excitement level at my house.
Yeah.
I love a garage sale. I honestly could tell you that most of my house has been furnished either from stuff on the side of the road or garage sales.
My dad actually just bought last week some outdoor furniture for $20. Apparently the guy, it's about 5 outdoor chairs and they're in good nick. And the guy was like, yeah, I'll do them for $10. And my dad was like, no, that's ridiculous. I'll give you a 20.
He gave him a 20.
So he was like, you need a 20 for this, man.
Does your dad understand that it goes the other way? You're supposed to be bargaining him down.
He doesn't get it.
No.
He doesn't get it.
I do love a bargain and I love a garage sale. In fact, I think I mentioned earlier, the kids used to really hate it on a Saturday morning if we were supposed to be at soccer or at sport or somewhere because I would always divert off to an early garage sale because everyone knows if you're early, you get the bargains, right?
Totally. Yeah.
And I really do love a garage sale. We're going to ask what happened at the garage sale in a tick.
When I was young, I remember being at a garage sale that my parents had put on and they'd organised stuff to sell. But my thing that I'd done, I made lemonade for all the customers of the garage sale. So I was selling it for $1 a cup or something.
Perfect.
And my lemonade was, it was just sparkling water with fresh lemon juice, in it. So it wasn't...
Tangy, very tangy.
Lemonade,
no sugar at all.
But it was flying off the shelves. They were loving it. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you should mention this because last night I got talking to my daughter Coco, who's 21 years old. When we lived in Adelaide, so we're going back 14 or 15 years now, she was a young whippersnapper. We had our very first garage sale. And I asked her what she remembered about it. Now, she'd forgotten something pretty big that happened at our garage sale. It was something that she'd done. Have a listen. I had a chat to her last night.
Do you remember the garage sale?
I vividly remember the garage sale. I remember that it was on a Sunday and everyone thought we were crazy for doing a garage sale on a Sunday instead of a Saturday because people think that's all the leftover stuff from the day before. And I remember in the late afternoon, we had the little radio sitting out there on the porch. And, you know, it was the afternoon, so not many people coming around. And I remember that This Is How a Heart Breaks by Rob Thomas came on. And it was a banger. It's one of my favourite songs at the time.
Do you remember selling little greeting cards that you'd made?
No, I don't remember that.
So you made a whole bunch of greeting cards that you wanted to sell at the garage sale and you wanted to sell them for 20 cents each. Are you sure you don't remember this?
I have no recollection of that at all.
This is the one in Adelaide.
This was in late 2006.
Correct. So Coco made a whole bunch of greetings cards that she wanted to sell. She was very, very excited. They were pretty basic, I'm not going to lie.
Did anyone buy them? I was like 6 years old.
Lots of people bought them and you were ecstatic.
Awesome. What did I make? Like, you know, $1.40?
Yeah, but you were ecstatic. The problem was you didn't know that when people came to look at our stuff, I would walk over to them and give them 20 cents and say, can you buy one of my daughter's cards?
That's really sweet of you. I'm not even mad. That's really sweet. Well, it's funny that I don't remember. I wish I did now. I had a card-making business in the years following that.
You started the card-making business at that garage sale.
Wow. Jacked up my prices after that.
So she went on to have a little card-making business at the grand old age of 8 where she made greetings cards for people. But that's where
it
started.
And you made that all possible. That hearing you say that you'd been the one giving the people the 20 cent, that's like that could be in a film or something. It's such a heartfelt little moment, little snippet.
I just wanted her to feel like she was selling her cards. But I'd love to ask what happened at the garage sale because we know things can go wrong as well.
Oh, big time.
You know, there's got to be stories of people selling the wrong stuff.
Or in share houses and stuff, someone will sell someone else's thing.
Look, this is the question. What happened at the garage sale? Give us a call, 132710. We've got some Mariners tickets for the game tomorrow against the Jets. We've also got a double pass to Mamma Mia the Musical happening in Newcastle at the Civic Theatre. You can get your tickets from Ticketek or win them right now. What happened at the garage sale? We're talking about things that can go wrong or things that can happen at the garage sale. I told my daughter Coco last night that back in 2005 or 6 or something when we had a garage sale in Adelaide, she'd made a bunch of handmade little cards, very basic. She was selling them for 20 cents each and no one wanted to buy them. So in the end, as people came up to have a look at our other stuff, I would go up to them and I'd slip them 20 cents and I'd say, go and buy one of those cards. So,
plenty of
people did that. But we're asking what happened at the garage sale and we've got Dale from Gorokan on the line. Hey, Dale.
Hi, how you going?
Good. What happened at the garage sale?
Oh, Dad had this sale going. I was about 8 years old and I had a push bike that I was given for Christmas.
Yep.
And I had it parked somewhere and this person come up to me and said they'd buy it off me for $10 and I thought it was great. So I got the $10 and I ran over to Dad and told him, I sold the bike. Look, Dad, $10.
Oh, no.
He almost fainted, but he knew the people. He went around to the house and it cost him $150 to get it back.
No way. Oh, good on him.
Good on him.
Oh, good on him for getting it back. What a dad, Dale. That is sensational. Oh, my God. Alan, what happened at the garage sale? Hi.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Hey, listen to this one. A guy was selling his fishing rod. This is up on the Sunshine Coast a few years ago. And he had $100 all nearest offer on it. And so my mate came up to him and said, I'll give you $80. And he said, no, mate, it's all nearest offer above 100. And I said, you're kidding me. And I said to my mate, let's go back. You offer him 101, I'll offer him 180. And he's got to take 101. So,
is that what you did, Alan? Oh, we've lost Alan. Oh, what a shame. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, person doesn't understand the concept.
No. Let's finish things off quickly with Robin from Gorrican. Hey, Robin.
Hi, Mandy. How are you?
Great. What happened at the garage sale?
Well, I was just selling all the kids' toys and thought, well, I'll sell a big toy box, and didn't realise the kids' Game Boys were in them. So I sold it for $10 and it had everything in it. And, yeah, we talk about it these days and think it was the old... Excuse me, the old style Game Boy that's probably going for quite a few $100 at the moment. So yeah,
totally.
So
and also I used to have one of those things, and you build up progress in
correct.
All the games. Yeah, you get so far along, they would have been devastated.
I just wanted the toy box gone, and I thought, oh well, mate, yeah, you can have it for $10. So you take it. And, kicking myself now. But
yeah, I bet. Oh look, we're going to send you along to the Mariners tomorrow night. Maybe you can make it up to them. Thank you for the call, Robin. That's fantastic. 107.7 2GR. Rob's not here, so Lewis Garnham is in the chair, friend and comedian. Jumping on the inside, you're not really one to sort of jump on the outside, are you?
Nah, not really.
You're so laid back.
I don't even really know what you mean by that. What does that mean?
You're like dancing on the inside.
Right. Yeah. I do sometimes jump on the outside.
Do you?
Yeah,
rarely, after a few sherbets. Yeah. 23 our top today, 28 tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Right now, 17 degrees in North Avoca.
That's nice. Hey, I wanted to bring up with you something that I've been getting into lately. So I've never, in my whole life, I've never gone to the gym. I've never been a gym person.
Right.
Because, I don't like them. I don't like...
do you feel intimidated? You're a bit too hipster. You're a bit too hipster to be in a gym, to be honest with you.
It's funny you should say that because this weird thing happened to me. So I haven't joined a gym yet, and I've been going around to all these different gyms in my area in Melbourne.
Mm.
And I've just been saying, hey, I'm thinking about joining. Can I have a free session? And then I'll move on to the next gym and the next one. And
that is genius.
It's great. It's a great little life hack. But now I've been getting to the stage where now it's like, okay, I've used up all the gyms in my area. So I was walking along and I saw this gym that it didn't show up on maps on my phone. It was a very, like you say, hipster. It was a very hipster gym. It was weird. I saw that there was glass on the front and I walked inside. I was like, this is strange. It was all like nice floorboards. There was all these indoor plants everywhere. Record player playing records.
A record player at the gym.
Honestly, I wouldn't have been surprised if there was like a guy making lattes in the corner. Like it was that sort of place. It was so weird.
Can I just say though, if you're jumping up and down doing squats or whatever and you've got a record player... That's all you're going to hear for the whole time you're there.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a weird place. It was like, it was just hipsters have finally decided, okay, we need a gym as well. And that's what this place was. And I walked in and I was like, oh, you know, maybe I'll have a session here. So I went over to the guy at the front and he was this really cool sort of Spanish guy. And he was like, hey, what can I do for you? And I said, I'd like a free session. I'm thinking about moving into the area. And he said, I can't give you a free session. You'll have to pay. And I said, no worries. That's fine. I'll pay. I'll pay for a session. All good. And he said, okay. But then he got a bit funny. He was like, it is $20. It's quite expensive. And I was like, that's fine. I'm happy to pay. I want to do a workout. That's fine. And then it was like there was more roadblocks. He's like, okay, well, also, it's cash only. And I was like, yeah, I've only got my card. He was like, well, bad luck. It was like he was trying to convince me not to do a workout. And then I was like, is there an ATM nearby? And he was like, honestly, I don't know, probably not.
He pretty much
pushed me out of the gym. And I was like, what? Is this really happening? So I think, I mean, you're always calling me a hipster, but this was a case of me not being cool enough for this particular gym. Oh. He was like, you don't fit in, mate. You're not hipster enough.
Really?
It was the weirdest feeling in the world. You know the TV show Friends?
Yeah, I do.
You know that show?
Sure do, Val.
There's a Friends episode that people say, oh, you know, Friends and Seinfeld, they've covered every social experience you can ever have.
Mm.
They're all covered in those shows. There's a Friends episode about how hard it is to leave a gym. There's no episode about not being allowed to join in the first place. Take my money. Take my money. I'm trying to give you money. Take it.
Nah,
hipster or not, just take my bloody money.
Grow your beard a bit, put a rip in your t-shirt and come back with some volleys on and you're in, my friend.
107.7
2GO is some Farnsie for your Friday. It's music that makes you feel good as we all keep trucking to the weekend. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Rob's away today, so friend of the show and comedian Lewis Garnham is with us. Have you got any gigs coming up, Louis?
I do have a few gigs.
Mostly in another state to the one that I'm in.
I don't know. People in Central Coast probably aren't going to care about them
too much. Make sure you let us know if you're ever coming up to our neck of the woods so that we can see you.
I absolutely will. I think I'll be up in Sydney in a couple months. I haven't
organized it yet. You might have to pop in and say hi then. 23 our top today, Central Coast. 17 at the moment in Copacabana. 28 tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. I reckon we should probably finish the show with some Dutch music because we had this Dutch story from earlier in the show, didn't we?
Yeah, well, this family in the Netherlands has been trapped in their house for 9 years. And so we don't really know the full details of who trapped them, but they're saying that one of the men in the family has trapped the rest of the family in there.
This was a big story from this week. It would have been all over the news. You may have seen it. And so somebody escaped
One of the young men escaped and he didn't run to the police station. He didn't run to a phone box. He didn't run to a neighbouring farm and alert people. He walked to his local pub and ordered 5 beers. After he'd finished his 5th beer, he leaned over to the bartender and said, "Hey, mate, I think my family's in a spot of bother. Have you got a phone? Could we call the cops?"
It's just the best. I mean, I'm not saying the story is good. It's a really terrible story, but how funny is this? He's been locked up for 9 years. He's got to his 18th and he's gone, "Damn it, I can't have a beer. I'm going to make up." All right, so let's celebrate this story with some Dutch music.
Hey, I wonder if this was on in the pub when he ordered his beer. Sets the scene, doesn't it? One pale ale, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, dear, oh, dear. If you missed any of the show, including us talking about that, including us talking about some garage sales happening across the coast, you can go back and catch up at 2gofm.com.au. Lewis Garnham, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun, as always.
You're always a lot of fun. And have a cracking weekend. Rob will be back in the chair on Monday. Bye.